Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 18, finally, is coming up. Welcome back to PDX Bluescast, everybody. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this musical podcast in which we celebrate the blues music originating from Portland, Oregon and the surrounding area. A big thank you to everybody for your patience. I apologize for the delays and snafus with the show, but the fact that you're hearing my voice now, for better or worse, is proof that no mere computer failure can hold back the power of the blues, and we're going to demonstrate that on today's show. Before I go forward, and there is going to be a cool surprise on this show like I've been promising for a while, so those of you who gave me a bad time about that, I'll pay it all off today. So there, you've got that to look forward to. But I do want to say a big thank you to everybody who's been patient, to everybody who sent supportive messages saying, you know, we're with you, Pat. Take your time, but be sure to come on back because we missed the show. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate the support, and I am back, and so I hope you're happy about that. Also, a quick hello and apology to anybody who has emailed me in the recent past. Like I always say, I really appreciate your messages, but I fear that most of them have probably been lost. The recovery process goes on, but if you have something, a comment that you sent me that you really want me to have, and I'd love to have all of them, resend them if you would. Just do me that favor. letters@pdxbluescast.com. I'd really appreciate it. If you're not worried about it, I guess I'm not worried about it, but it's nice to have all those comments, and I'll start a brand new effort of getting back to everybody. But let's see, enough about that, enough about troubles, enough about tribulations, setbacks, no more of that. Let's hear some blues, and this is a tasty track from one of those recent Portland transplants. I featured him a few shows back, and I want to return to let you hear a little more of Frank Paris Slim Goldwasser. This is a burning little track called Backdoor Key.
The sun's going down. Don't forget what you promised me. All I want from you, baby, just your backdoor key. Now you're talking about them Rocky Mountains. Let them down on me. You know you're a sweet little thing, baby, just the girl I wanna see. You can hurt me or you can love me, but don't you wanna be alone with me? You know the people said you would say no, but I wonder how can that be? Thank you. You can hurt me, or you can love me. Either place you wanna be. You can be home and be my little girl, but all I want is that back door key. Give it to me, baby.
There've been some lonely, lonely nights, darling, yeah, since you've been gone. I lay my head on my pillow. Oh, how I cried all night long. The things you used to say to me, you said that we would never part. Oh, my darling, I love you. But tell me why we had to part. Days been dark since you've been gone. Darling, please bring back the light. If you would only compromise and free me from these lonely nights. Yeah.
Well, since we were reviewing, I thought we'd also go back to another recent artist featured on PDX Bluescast. That is Papa Salty with Lonely, Lonely Nights. Back in show number 17, I played a couple of cuts by Papa Salty, Tim McAllister and his band. And both of those songs were originals written by Tim. I thought it'd be cool to listen to a cover. That's Lonely, Lonely, Lonely Nights, of course, the classic. And Tim and his band do a great version of that. Nice work on the saxophone by Kevin LeBaron. Before Papa Salty, you heard Frank Paris Slim Goldwasser with a song called Backdoor Key, and that comes from his album called Blue Jew. And I featured this record in show number 14. That seems like a really long time ago. But this is, I said enough about it probably the first time around, but what a cool record. There's all kinds of influences going on here, lots of different musical feels, and it all just kind of comes together with Frank's vision, I guess you would say. Now, interestingly, Frank is going back over the pond to Belgium in May, about the third week of May, for a spring blues festival there. And given that he's now a Portlander, he's bringing a taste of Portland-based blues over there with him. He's actually going to drag along Lloyd Jones and D.K. Stewart to help him out in his performance and use a rhythm section that's based there in Belgium. And so that is pretty cool, and I wish I could be there. Maybe I can somehow finagle a recording of their performance over there. That would be fun stuff. Let's see. I want to feature now an artist who is brand new to the show and has a brand new CD out, which he was kind enough to send my way. This is a gentleman named Adam Skramstad. He's based in Corvallis, a little bit south of here. Okay. But he's just released a record that was produced by Terry Robb, none other than Terry Robb, recorded here in Portland at Falcon Studios. And Adam is a fingerstyle acoustic guitarist and vocalist. He's also a songwriter, and he performs his own songs as well as some of the classics by Mississippi John Hurt, Blind Blake, Mance Lipscomb, etc. But we're going to listen to a couple tunes from this CD. It's well put together, it's well packaged, and it's not surprisingly a good sounding record. And so I think Adam is going to go places with this. And let's hear from Adam Skramstad's CD entitled No Sun Around Blues. This is Mean Old Bedbug Blues.
Mean old bedbug shows evil, he don't mean me no good. Mean old bedbug shows evil, he don't mean me no good. He thinks I'm a woodpecker, and he takes me for a chunk of wood. Lay down at night, I wonder how can a poor man sleep. When I lay down at night, I wonder how can a poor man sleep. With one hole in your head, well, the other one's in your feet. Bedbug's big as a jackass, he'll bite you, stand and grin. Bedbug's big as a jackass, he'll bite you, stand and grin. Drink a bowl of bedbug poison, come back and bite you again. Saw one over in the corner, Lord, I tried so hard to see. I saw one more in the corner, Lord, I tried so hard to see. It was a mother bedbug, Lord, praying for some more to eat. I just sit up all night long, my feet can't touch the floor. I had to sit up all night long, my feet can't touch the floor. Cause the mean old bedbug, he told me I can't live there no more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way back. Silver City now. Well, I'm on my way. Silver City now. I woke up this morning, I was feeling bad. I woke up this morning, I was feeling bad. But I was thinking about the good times I once have had. Old girl was a cripple, but she do go clean. Old girl was a cripple, but she do go clean. The people called her Mary Magdalene. Oh, you hurt my feelings, babe, a little in the wrong. Oh, you hurt my feelings, baby, a little in the wrong. Excuse me, daddy, I didn't mean no harm. If you see me coming, baby, well, you better step aside. If you see me coming, hush your windows high. Well, there comes my daddy, and he wants a ride. Well, I'm going back to Silver City now. Well, I'm going back Silver City now. Silver City now. Don't want me, baby, just tell me so. If you don't want me, just tell me so. But I won't be bothering with you no more.
That's Adam Skramstad with Silver City, originally by Mans Lipscomb, and that comes from Adam's new CD entitled No Sun Around Blues. And before Silver City, you heard him singing Furry Lewis's Mean Old Bedbug Blues. So you got a little twofer from Adam Skramstad, and like I say, that's a brand new CD. It's produced by Terry Robb, and I will have links in the show notes to where you can learn more about Adam and also pick up a copy of his CD. I do recommend it. It's good stuff here, and that comes as no surprise when you've got Terry Robb's name behind the recording. So thank you specifically to Adam for getting that over to me, and other artists, you know, if you've got stuff that you think would be a good fit for PDX Bluescast, what I tell people is if I love it, I'll play it. And that is borrowed from another podcaster named George Smith. So, George, if you're listening, yes, I stole your line, but I really like it. Okay, now I'm not going to make you wait any longer. Here's the big surprise. Here's what I was promising. I think I hinted at this way back in show 16, maybe. But anyway, when Lloyd Jones was on our show, show number 15, I think, we talked a little history and noted that back in the 70s, Lloyd was in a band called Brown Sugar. And also in that band were, oh, this other guitar player named Jim Meese. You know, played the signature riff on the recording of Secret Agent Man. You know, has a hot kicking band here in Portland in his own right. And then there was this this harp player. The name, tip of my tongue. DeLay, Paul DeLay, yeah, also in the band, who has gone on to great things, National Recordings, and another amazing band. Well, These guys had a short career on the Portland blues scene, but according to many who were around at the time, they really kind of helped to usher in the Portland blues scene. They were practically the genesis of it. Now, of course, there was Pete Carnes. There were other folks on the scene, but Brown Sugar was definitely a force to be reckoned with. And they released only one recording. You see where I'm going with this. And I have had the incredible good fortune to get my hands on this recording. I love the nerve of this title. I'm looking at something that's the size of a 45 RPM. It actually plays at 33, and it has four songs on it. But the title of this recording is Brown Sugar Blues Band Greatest Hits. Yeah. And I am going to play for you a couple tunes off this record. I want you to bear in mind, you're listening to Lloyd Jones singing. You're listening to Jim Meese on guitar and also Lloyd on guitar. You've got Paul DeLay when you hear the harmonica there. And then Bob Lyon is playing drums, Al Cousins on the bass, and Rick Aldrich playing sax. In the second song I'm going to play, you'll hear Lloyd and Paul singing together. So do enjoy this. This is stuff that has not been heard a lot. We're going to kick off with a tune called Looking for My Baby.
Thank you.
There they are, Brown Sugar, Portland Blues Pioneers. Paul DeLay, Lloyd Jones, Jim Meese, Al Cousins, Bob Lyon, and Rick Aldrich. Hope you enjoyed that. I hope you got a taste for what made these guys so special. Yes, you're probably asking, there's more, isn't there? Yeah, there's more. I told you there were four songs on here, but you're going to have to be nice to me if you want to hear more. So That's what I say. We don't want to, we don't want to load you down with too much Brown Sugar. you don't need all that sweet. Okay. I hope you enjoyed that, and you will hear more at a later date. In just a second ago, I mentioned George Smith as another podcaster whose line I stole. I probably should do the whole deal here and let you know George Smith has a very cool podcast called Eclectic Mix, and he explores a different artist in each show and just kind of focuses on their music as kind of a spotlight thing, and he goes all over the board in terms of styles. He just picks an artist kind of, without pigeonholing himself in a particular style, and features that artist for a whole show. It's good stuff. It's over at www.eclecticmix.com, and George does a great job, so check it out if you get a chance. I'm going to do something. This isn't all that unusual. I'm just going to introduce this song by way of the impression it made on me. I spend a lot of time working at my when my computer's working. I spend a lot of time here, and I'll put my iTunes on shuffle and go along through as many as it's around 4,000 songs that are in there, and I'm not an innovator by any means. Tons of people do this. It's just interesting to see what songs come up. But one day I was listening away and working away, a song came on and I didn't immediately know who it was, but the song made such an impression on me. It was obviously a blues, obviously an acoustic blues, but it just the feel of it, just the kind of the laid-back, subdued feel of it, and the emotion-laden vocals and playing just made a real impression on me. And I said, oh, gee, I gotta stop what I'm doing and look at who this is. Well, it was Raleigh Tussing from right here in Portland, Oregon, and I've played Raleigh's stuff on the show before, but this was one song that I didn't choose to play, and there's all kinds of reasons why I choose and don't choose a song. This one, if I listened to it the first time, I may have thought, too subdued, you know. It's people want to be, you know, uplifted or something. But that's silly. I can't even tell you that's exactly what I was thinking at the time. But I think this song just has such a great feel, like I've already said so many times. So I'm going to close with this last song. And instead of playing two back-to-back, I'm just going to play this one. It's slightly longer than others. And I want you to just kind of sit back, relax in whatever way you can as you listen to the show, and just soak this in. I think Raleigh does a wonderful job with this song. It's called Sun Is Rising.
The sun is rising, yeah. Shine right in my eyes. The sun is rising, yeah. Shine right in my eyes. Felt so cold and lonesome, I didn't have no more. Laid down last night, yeah. Didn't get much rest at all. Laid down last night, yeah. Didn't get much rest at all. Felt just like praying, Lord, Lord. I couldn't get no more tears to fall. Said you loved me, yeah. Why'd you leave me here all alone? You said you loved me, yeah. Why'd you leave me here all alone? One way or another, Lord. Gonna find my way back home. Sun is rising, yeah. Shine right in my eyes. The sun is rising, yeah. Felt so cold and lonesome, didn't have no more tears to cry. Thank you.
That's Raleigh Tussing with Sun Is Rising from his Blow Whistle Blow CD. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you saw what I was talking about or felt what I was talking about. I just think that's a great recording, and it was cool that it stood out for me from you know, just a whole bunch of stuff I was listening to that particular day. Thanks, Raleigh. That's a good one. Now, it is that time at the end of the show when we say all our special thanks and all our instructions to you folks. So I'll say really quickly, if you want to get in touch with me, I greatly encourage you to do that. It's great to hear from the listeners, and there's been, you know, a bit of a drought when my computer was down and I couldn't get my email for a while. So send me, drop me a line. You can do that by just putting a comment on the blog over at www.pdxbluescast.com. For this show, you'll see a note at the bottom that says comments, and click there and you can add your own comment and see what other people have said. If you want to send me email, just send that to letters@pdxbluescast.com and I'll receive that and we'll get that whole email thing going again. I will get back to you. I really, really, really will. And if you want to leave us voicemail that we'll play on the air unless you specifically ask us not to, the number for that is 206-203-3PDX. That's 206-203-3739. Leave us a message there and we'll be very excited to hear from you. Now, I always try to encourage you to go out and hear some music over the weekend. I'm going to do that again, but I'm going to make a special note. This weekend, Saturday night, in fact, the 15th, there's a special event going on that not only promises to be rich with some amazing music, but it's for a good cause. I have mentioned at times, I think, Beale Street Northwest, the great blues club that believe it or not, is a converted bank. And Bob Hodges and his wife, Margaret, had a vision. They took this place and turned it into an amazing blues venue. If you haven't been there, I frankly don't know why not. Great ribs, great barbecue, and amazing music. Well, Bob is ill and is in need of some support. He's going to have some medical bills that are the natural consequence of having a critical illness like he has, and so the blues community is doing what it can to say thanks to Bob and show their appreciation and raise a little money for his medical fund. So starting at 1 p.m. going all the way till 1 a.m. this Saturday night, the 15th, there'll be a big old Bluesin' for Bob benefit. It's going to feature artists that may sound familiar to you if you have listened to the show. People like Jesse Samsel, Ellen White, Terry Robb, Mary Flower, Lee Blake, Papa Salty, well, you just heard him today, Kinzel and Hyde, Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings and the Strange Tones, and other folks as well, Franco Paletta, Ray Gordon, King Juju, all kinds of people, and it's going to be amazing music, and you'll be doing a good turn by heading out there, so I definitely encourage you to do that. Bob can use our support. He's a great guy. I can say that firsthand. And so do what you can for Bob and toss a little extra in the jar once you're in. That said, definitely go out and check out who's playing the whole weekend. There's going to be some great music all over the place. I know that because there always is. Also, follow the links in our show notes to where you can pick up the artist's own CDs and show your support that way as well. We'll be back next week. Can you believe it? We really will be back with more cool music. And I really appreciate, again, your patience. It was very kind of you guys to wait and let me deal with my problems. But we're back in the saddle again. Yes, this show is a day late. There's a good reason for that, but I'm not going to bore you with it. In any case, we are back. We'll be back next week. My name is Pat McDougall. I've been your host for this edition of PDX Bluescast. Until we see you next week, keep the blues alive.